Hello. Hello. We had some fireworks on the show this week, fellas. And while I was healing my wounds, started thinking about some other classic fights in ticket history. There's this thing about working here where we're all a little heated sometimes. Some debates can happen when you're talking sports. Disagreements, if you will. And where we're going to start is with one of the, this is, I guess, kind of a new-ish or newer one, but this is the Norm If battle. And this is all over. Again, sometimes sports get serious. Sometimes 2 points in a football game is the absolute most important thing, the most dire situation, and we got to get into a debate.
Are we going to hear the preview and lead up on why we're arguing in this one?
Not 100% sure.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I mean, isn't
it
that
didn't work because of that call.
It worked
that
because
call
they had
put
a nice
the game more at
stand.
Risk than it would have.
Oh,
that
wasn't call, more at risk?
That call left the game far more risk for Seattle than it was
no
when they
way.
Lined up.
No
yes,
way.
It
no,
did.
It didn't.
You because have they... much more chance to win if you have an 8-point lead than a 7-point lead. Is that not the truth?
I don't think it's as much as
is
you say it is.
Is not the truth?
It's not
yes,
as much
I
as
mean,
you
that
say it
statement
is.
Statement is the truth, yes.
No, it's a one-possession game.
Well, they have a better chance with an 8-point lead than a 7-point lead. That is true.
A little bit of a better chance. But you know what? You have a hell of a lot better chance when you have a 9-point lead. 100%.
That's that bright side of the 2-point play thinking. The other side is you failed and exposed yourself when you didn't have
you
to.
You didn't expose yourself, Norm.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't. It's a one-possession
okay, then,
game.
Okay, then go block the damn extra point, Donnie. Is that what you're planning on doing?
No, I'm just trying to tell you that one possession, two possessions. It's a whole big, fat difference.
If!
You've been saying
and
that the same thing,
has
too.
A 45% chance of failure.
It's 50.
It has a 45% chance of failure.
So, bro.
Wow.
Man, wow. That was explosive out of nowhere on the if.
Yeah, that if shakes me now. Like, I jumped out of my chair when he said it. I wasn't expecting that.
Was that your traumatic event from that argument?
Yeah.
That if?
How long ago was that? Was that 3 years ago?
No,
that would
no,
have
no.
been at least five.
What was it,
5 years
ago?
It was 2016.
Yeah,
and
dang, way longer ago.
Even more incredible, y'all are complaining about the Seahawks being up 7, 8, 9. They still won the game. It didn't even matter. It didn't even matter.
I know. That's why my point was, if you have a chance to put a team away, because even if the other team, and I thought they were playing New England. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
It was New
that's
England,
right.
Seattle, yes. So if they score a touchdown, they're going to tie the game up and you're going to go into overtime. But if you get that 2-point conversion, then the game is done. You're a 2-score lead.
Right.
So I would think that with analytics, you will say maybe you would do that a little bit more often. But man, I didn't know that was going to come to a point where we're no one would scream at me and go, if.
Why is he so mad at me?
So 9 years ago, that was Norm Hitzkiss, for those that
yes.
are wondering, if you
yes.
don't know,
that yes.
you used to do a show with.
Worked with him from 2015 right. to 2023? Four?
No,
2023.
Yeah.
You did it, so you should know.
Yeah.
I know if.
Our 2-year anniversary is coming up soon.
That's right.
Where
that's
we will right. cuddle and hug.
No. No, our vows.
That's not true, because
I put it in the vows and said we
don't
can't
cuddle.
Do that.
You're taking me to California for it, so I don't
yes.
know why
I
we wouldn't.
I am taking you to California.
We're staying at a beachfront hotel.
My expectations are a lot. Man, that was, yeah, listening back to that, I was not backing down on that. Usually I'll go, okay, man, whatever. I don't want to argue with Norm. That's my guy.
Well, somebody else that likes to argue, and this is somebody that the station had many a run-ins at the Super Bowl with. And this is going to be, I believe, early 2000s. I think this is 04. It could be a little bit earlier. But this is Nasty Nestor versus Gordon Keith. Have you ever heard of Gordon maybe getting on somebody's nerves and causing a bit of a blow-up?
No
this
way.
Is pretty awesome.
We'll see him. Right, we will see him.
You mean to wander? Oh, no, he is here. Hey,
oh, no.
I'm guessing him.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
He's wearing a red
oh,
shirt.
No. I thought oh, we were out God. Of it. I thought
okay,
we were
here.
Out of it.
Here we go.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Walking oh. up to him. Getting
oh,
close.
Oh, no. I'm so scared right now.
Hey, Nasty, just wanted to try to make peace with you from the, from years past. Good question with Bruce yesterday. Just wanted to say hi and see how things are going. He's just staring at me. He's not really saying anything. We're just trying to make a little peace. Is there peace to be had? You can't still be mad. That was like 10 years ago. It was like 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what are you doing?
Oh.
What are you doing? You can't grab someone around the throat. We came over just to say, to make peace.
Get out.
Out of where?
Get away.
Oh, my God, he's assaulting Gordo.
That's an assault.
That's a physical assault.
Oh, no.
All right. He's having to be held back right now.
We're filing charges. We have that on video.
Do we? Were we taping that?
Yeah. We got that on the webcam.
No.
Did he grab you around the neck?
Yes, around the neck and then pushed and shoved, and he knocked down their broadcast equipment as well.
My God, that guy has a screw loose.
Wow.
That lady said, I've been to 28
Super
Bowls.
That's what I thought I heard in the background.
Awesome.
Like, congratulations, lady.
Cool, that's weird, because that didn't sound horrible on the air, even though it was way worse.
Yeah, Nestor wasn't talking a lot.
Right.
Yeah, and when he did talk, it was a lot of, we needed to dump those when those altercations. I think it was
fantastic.
Either Super Bowl 1 or 2 for me. Maybe 2 was the last time I think we had the run in.
In the late 60s?
Okay. No, not Super Bowl 2. My second Super Bowl.
Look how proud of himself.
Idiot. Yeah.
Well, you didn't clarify.
He pimped that home run, didn't he? Yeah.
I think the listener was like, man, is Donnie that old? Base.
All right.
But the last time that he actually said something to us, because I remember being at the media party, and it felt like it was going down at the media party. I thought we were all going to kind of snap and have a dance off or something.
Like West Side Story?
I did grab a chair just in case we need to clear the room.
Yeah. You want to be prepared. You want to be prepared.
Man, like, it's right on my
like a professional. Too. One more muser fight here. This is
so cold.
The classic of the classic Wade Phillips fight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, I think you guys are being way too hard on Dave Campo, considering the roster he had to work with.
Please. What? You're being hard on Dave Campo.
You're saying the same thing to me about Wade Phillips.
Well, I know, but you daily call him an idiot. I mean,
nobody did more to undermine Wade's image and credibility in this town than you with the fake
please.
Wade.
It was a fake. It was humor. It wasn't serious
humor.
Sports opinion. Yeah, it was humor.
Okay, I get it.
Really? You really think that I was harder on Wade Phillips than I defended him here weekly?
I think I want your job where I can play both sides of it, where I can do the fake Wade and do more to demean him than anybody in this town, and then on the other side do more to praise him. I want that job.
Jeez. Okay. Well, I guess work up a Jason Garrett impersonation and you can do it.
Okay.
So many drops out of that.
The whole thing's brilliant.
I want that job.
And who's the first person to slow it down?
And then Joe with the, really?
Okay.
I say that a lot around the house also. If something happens or I drop something, it's, really?
Really? Why is that?
Thanks, DJ.
Thanks, DJ, indeed. I got a couple more here for you. Let's go to Corby. This is the origin of Hey Dill.
Oh,
and this
yeah.
is again. This must be very early on because apparently somebody was recording a sporting event and someone's trying to spoil it in their ears.
So they use these actors without their permission, and I don't think there's anything.
Whoa!
Hold on!
Pause it, please.
Wait a second. Yeah. Is this 16-year-old Corby?
Did we ramp this up to 45 RPMs instead of 33 1/3?
Tip sheet pulled these. Where did
do
you
we know
get
what
that
year
one?
This is from?
This is in the system.
Any idea?
It's just young Corby.
Yeah, it's just young Corby.
This is probably 2000 to 2003,
it's
somewhere in there.
So early.
That is
very.
This is
very
one of
the takeoff is so fast.
This is one of the oldest Corby drops I can even recollect. All right, Corby, Hey Dill.
So they use these actors without their permission, and I don't think there's anything can do with it since they're public figures.
So stoned.
Hey Dill, I got
Whoa.
It TiVo'd. Okay.
Whoa.
What are you doing? Would you
no one
shut
knows
up?
What just happened, Corby. No one knows what
Corby
just
was given a K-State
yeah,
OU update in his ear.
What are you doing? There's a reason all these TAs
I've never
are
seen
calm down. He didn't know.
I've never seen.
Okay, well, don't. If I wanted to watch it, I'd be watching
Corby!
It with his TVs on.
God, he's so angry.
Jeez, he didn't mean it anything bad by it.
God, I've got it TiVo'd. I'm going over to Craig's to watch it.
Well, he didn't know it.
I know.
He didn't know it. Don't yell at him. Jason said in our ear that K-State scored. So what's the score right now?
No, I don't want to know. Seriously, I don't want to know.
Gordo. Gasoline
hey,
Gordon.
Dill.
And it was
hey, Dill.
So instant and sudden. Well, you know what? I feel like I have to explain something.
Do, please.
TiVo was actually how we recorded programs back in the day. I know some people were confused. Like, what the hell is TiVo? Yeah.
After VHS.
After VHS, right. Yes. Right. It was a digital
it was the original
recording,
DVR.
But,
thing.
Yes. Yeah. That was TiVo.
Well that's done. Really cool. That's a solid.
They had a cool logo, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, wasn't it like a TV with legs?
Had, yeah. Maybe it had an antenna.
Oh, yeah.
Antenna.
Well, you have to have an antenna.
It was
how
cool
are you
going
to get clear quality?
Which I think TiVo was only available for satellite, so I don't know.
TiVo was awesome, though. When it first
dope.
Came out,
very
oh,
cool.
My gosh.
Dude, you record set up your season pass.
Yeah, Bad yeah. Radio used to do that segment.
What's on my TiVo?
Yeah, which was great.
And it knew you. It knew everything about you. This is what I suggest for you because I'm TiVo
it's
and
fantastic.
I know.
This is pre-AI.
Oh, so great.
All right, one last one, and this is a fight and a drop that constantly plays in my head. This is a very, very old one. I think this is the origin of this one is Showtime Johnny versus David Robinson. So this is an older show. It's 2001, 2002, The Hot Spot, a nighttime show hosted by Kevin Blanford and David Robinson. They had an intern named Showtime Johnny, and the prank that was set up was basically the Hardline wanted to take Showtime Johnny and bring him on as their own intern. Robinson, when this was also going on, he didn't really like that. So he verbally confronts the intern before they go on air. And then the Hardline and Showtime Johnny carry it on air and they keep baiting Robinson. And my God, this is some of the most explosive audio ever on this station.
Now, we understand you sent Johnny Showtime home last night.
Yeah. Did you really do that, Dave? Send him home?
At least let him work his last couple of days.
No, that's okay. I don't want to work for him.
No, it was David.
Dave, you sent him home, really? You sent Johnny home?
Come on, be a man about it. Say it.
I need you to shut the...
What you going to do about it? What you going to do about it, David? You can't do nothing about it. I will beat your ass.
Hey, David, sit down.
Come on, David. Sit down.
Dude, you got me in the middle of it.
Come on. All of you, down.
Sit down.
Sit down, David.
Wow. Sit down, John.
Hey, man.
God almighty.
Be cool. Sit down.
Come on. Are you sit down, too, Johnny? Sit down.
Chill out, man.
That is...
And I know David.
Wow.
And I fully expect that reaction out of him when he's baited like that. When he was like, you better shut the... He meant every single word of. Like, I've gotten to know Showtime here recently, but I've known David for a while. It doesn't surprise me. But my gosh, that may be the most explosive thing. Because he was for real.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many times I've just been walking around my house for no real reason. I will beat your ass.
Like I will beat your ass.
Well, there's something that falls out of my hand or whatever. It's not
dog
even a breathing.
I will
beat your ass. Man. If I'm trying to hang up a shirt and it falls off the rack, I'll tell that shirt the same thing. Oh, that is great.
All right, that's frivolity.
And now
week.
We're going to add... Do what you want, dude.
Do what you want. Dude.
And what's...
Why is he so mad at me?
Fantastic.
That is now added
epic
to what we heard
what
on
happened?
This radio station. It's 1014.
You guys can
invasion.
Do your show.
Matt McLaren, Donovan Lewis, we come back. Expectations. The Cowboys did make a couple of moves. Small moves, but what do they mean? We'll discuss that next. Here, ticket.